And he went out, bearing his own cross, to a place called the place of a skull, which in Aramaic is called Golgotha. There they crucified him. On Ash Wednesday this year, we started a journey that led us to this day, a day in which we meditate and reflect on the death of Jesus. When we meditate on Jesus, we ask, what did he do to deserve this death? We then ponder the question, what makes his death meaningful to me? Then we can reflect and see if these meditations have any bearing on our lives. In our readings during this Lent season, we have heard that this Jesus was called by many names. He had been called teacher and rabbi because he knew the proper use of all the words and the laws of God had given to his people, and he also taught a new gospel, a gospel that no longer held the sentence of eternal death like the laws of Moses had done. He was called the Messiah, or the Anointed One, a savior, a ruler, because of the healings and miracles that he had performed. He was thought to be maybe the one who would reunite the Jewish kingdom and drive out all the foreign enemies. Jesus is also known by many other names, such as Son of God, Son of Man, which was his favorite for himself, the Christ, Emmanuel, and more than I can list. I do want to mention one name that was heard, and that was the King of the Jews. That is the name that was placed on his cross. They crucified him. Now, crucifixion is one of the most cruel types of execution that is known to man. It is a humiliating and usually a slow, painful death, and is reserved only for those criminals whose crimes were considered so bad in society that they had to be made an example of so nobody would follow that type of behavior. So what was the crime that Jesus was crucified for? It was because he had said that he was the Son of God. Now this was blasphemy to the Jews, a violation of the first commandment, and merited a death sentence. The only problem with this is he is the Son of God. When I think on why Jesus was crucified, an old hymn always comes to mind. O dearest Jesus, what law hast thou broken? In this hymn's 15 verses, it describes not only how Jesus suffered, but why. In verse 2, we sing, they crown thy head with thorns, they smite, they scourge thee. With cruel mockings to the cross, they urge thee. They give thee gall to drink. They decry thee. They crucify thee. I know that we do not like to think about all the details of Jesus' execution because it is a very gory and despicable thing to talk about. And I will not try to describe them to you here, but I do want you to meditate on how Jesus came to be on that cross today. We may want to blame the Pharisees or the priest, who certainly played a role in this affair, for putting him on there, on that cross. We may want to blame Pilate for being such a coward and not giving justice as his office required. We may want to blame Judas Iscariot for betraying Jesus. And it is true that both Judas and Pilate were central figures in this affair and were part of putting him on that cross. Luther, in his sermon on the Passion, makes this statement in regards to our part in putting Jesus on the cross. Therefore, when you see the nails piercing Jesus Christ's hands, you can be certain that it is your work. Luther goes on to say that from his martyrdom, Jesus' martyrdom, we can learn what we deserved and what our faith should be. This meditation, when we think about how our sins placed Jesus on the cross, when we realize that there is nothing that we can do to escape a similar faith, it makes us weep. Listen to what Luther has to say about that. He suffers for our sake. For this reason, it grieves the Lord that his suffering should make us weep. He wants us to be happy, to praise God and give thanks for his grace, and to glorify him, and to hear our witness. For it is through his passion that we receive God's grace and are freed from sin and death and become God's children. But we are slow to one as we are slow to one as another. For by nature, we are contrary. When we should weep over sin, we laugh. And when we should laugh and our hearts be joyful because Christ, through his death, has won eternal life for us, he weeps. We weep. For either we have no regard for the joy because our hearts are bewitched by merriment of this world, or we weep, lament, and pine as if Christ had never died, never paid for our sins, never stilled the wrath of God, and never redeemed us from death. Therefore, prayer is needed for both. First, that God, through the Holy Ghost, may touch our hearts. His comfort that he that he may make us loathe sin, may draw us away from it, and take away our trust in ourselves. Then, that he may kindle in our hearts his comfort in the midst of sin, and give us a firm confidence in our Lord's sacrifice and our salvation. And he bowed his head and gave up the spirit. Regarding these words, Luther writes, here he reminds us of the divine will that he had to suffer thus. He can think of nothing else that remains to be done, for all that was written in the Holy Scriptures was finished. Therefore, he gives himself up to God, saying, into thy hands I command my spirit. That is Christ's farewell, which he speaks for our sake, so that we may perceive the Father's heart. For what Christ suffered in the body, we ought to have suffered in the soul before the eyes of God. And the severity with which God manifested it in his Son, we deserved. And if God were to act justly, he would do the same to us. Therefore, we should repent. Then the forgiveness of sin follows. So that God saved his Son, Christ. That is, God saved his Son, Christ, who is our pattern from death and the devil. He will save us too. That is our comfort and our salvation. Because we perceive this in Christ, we should not turn away from God, but should remember the words about Christ, which say, rule thou in the midst of thine enemies, and then no suffering will ever be too hard for us. If we are burdened with sins, let us carry them to Christ. He has nailed them to the cross and will forgive us and subdue death and the devil. Thus, we are made partakers even of the death of Christ. Yesterday, you heard Jesus say, take, eat, this is my body. Take, drink, this is my blood, given and shed for you for the remission of your sins. On this day, come to the cross. Come because you're a sinner. Come knowing the one who was hanging on this cross has taken away your sins and has redeemed you in order to bring you into his Father's kingdom and to live in peace and joy forever. Amen.